3:30 p.m. This hotel is beautiful. This hotel is nice. The digger walks inside with puppies on his shopping bag and no one notices him. He walks into the bar and buys a sparkling water from the bartender. It tickles his nose. Funny. He drinks it down and leaves money and a tip, the way the man who tells him things told him to do. In the lobby, the crowds are milling. He and Pamela, click, and Pamela went to some parties in places like this. The digger buys a USA Today. He sits in the lobby and reads it, the puppy bag at his side. A young boy walks past him and pauses. If anybody looks at your face, kill them. Remember that. I remember. But he can't help looking at the boy. The boy smiles. The digger doesn't smile. He recognizes a smile, but he doesn't know what it is, exactly. Honey, come on, a woman calls. She's standing beside a pot of poinsettias as red as the rose Pamela wore on her dress at Christmas last year. The digger looks at his watch. 4:20. He takes the cell phone out of his pocket and carefully punches the buttons to call the voicemail. He listens. You have no new messages. The digger shuts the phone off. The digger clutches the puppy bag. More people enter the hotel. They walk right past the digger with his bag and his nice newspaper that shows the weather all across the nation. But no one notices him. The phone in the document lab began ringing. Parker glanced at the caller ID box and saw a New York number. He snagged the receiver. Lincoln, it's Parker. We've got 15 minutes. Are there any clues? The criminalist's voice was troubled.
Oh, not much. Parker.